You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Carol, we've had this lady on the show several times before. I always enjoy our conversations with her.
Always a delight to have her here. Always learn something fun and new.
Yep, let's get to it. We're joined by Barbara Heil-Sonic. She's the owner of Design to Sell. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is always ours. Barbara, I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's get to it. So our audience is obviously familiar with you, but just remind them about what Design to Sell is all about.
Well, we are a home staging company, and pretty much we are, you know, we're priding ourselves that we are doing on trends. So I think that is something which is a little bit different of what we're doing compared to other staging companies out there. So home staging, pretty much what we're doing is we help selling home faster and quicker for a higher perceived value.
So for our audience who might not understand what home staging is, let's just talk them through it. So they've got a house that they've perhaps moved out of, and they've already moved into their new home, and they want to sell their old home, and they'd like to sell it faster. So how does home staging help them to do that?
Well, there are two different scenarios. Number one, the house might be vacant. Mm-hmm. So one option is that we are bringing in inventory, and pretty much we're telling a story of the house. So with bringing the inventory in, we really want to enhance the sales probability. It's a hard time sometimes for people to imagine how empty spaces look like. There's not an emotional connection, and that's pretty much what we're trying to do. So at the end, we are storytellers. As we're placing the inventory, we also want to enhance the perceived square footage. So how would I place everything? So it's easy for somebody to realize and visualize, you know, how the space could be used. Similar with human beings, there's a 6-second rule, right? In 6 seconds, we make a decision if we like somebody or not. That is very similar to the space. So as we're going into the space and assessing it, you know, there is a like or dislike. And our job is it to tell this story to potential buyers.
Let me share a very personal, a very relevant, very recent story on this front. So I'm in the process of helping my mom and dad sell their home. And they moved in to this home probably in 1995. So they've been there quite a while. And over the years, accumulated different things. And I think it was probably a design trend maybe back then to have a lot more furniture in a room. And so when we put this house in the market, I did have our realtor kind of go through and say, make some recommendations. Now, I didn't hire a barber, which, you know, I can imagine what you'd have done to this place. But our realtor said, well, I would remove all these things. I gave her a pad of sticky notes and she went around and just put something on things. She said, just get it out of here. Don't move it. Get it out of here. And naturally, I walked through the house and there were sticky notes everywhere. I thought, what is she thinking? This is going to be, and I had an argument with my wife and she said, no, I think we need to do it because I think the trend is to have more open space, blah, 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 blah. You know, be mindful of the trends. We took all that stuff out. I cannot believe how much better the home looks. It's unbelievable to me. I've been frustrated thinking, I wish I could have done this for my mom and dad. I think they would have enjoyed this space so much more. So it really matters what we're talking about here, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you touched on the second type of service a lot of home stagers are offering, which is the occupied staging consultation. And that pretty much, you know, is doing exactly what you described. You're going into a space and assessing what is too much. You assess the inventory and determine, okay, what can be used, reused, and what should leave the space because it's actually hindering the sale. And, you know, it's really taking away from the focus of the space. And that is what you want to sell in, you know, with real estate, not your personalized, you know, decorating skill set in that house. And you don't want to sell the pieces. You want to really sell the room, the space with it. And that is what we need to highlight. And that is the task.
And I would assume most of the time when you go in to stage a home, you are removing stuff, not adding. Or is
That is correct for occupied spaces. Mm-hmm. So often, you know, there is removal. Sometimes, as can also be the situation that people are actually leaving pieces behind. So then it can be a combined mm-hmm. situation that we're utilizing what people left behind and editing with, you know, additional features. Because mm-hmm. if it is too bare, let's say you only really leave the bare big furniture pieces, then something is missing.
Right.
So yeah. we still have to create the emotional connection to complete the feeling.
The emotional connection is important because if you underdo it, and there's not, then it looks like you're trying to get away with an improper staging. Okay, I get you. All right, Barbara, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ty Pennington here. Are you shopping for a new home? Then I'm guessing you have a checklist of things you want in that home, right? Make sure guaranteed energy savings and comfort are at the top of that list. And you can do that by making sure your new home is a Right Choice home. Right Choice homes are brought to you by Jackson EMC and come with a 3-year warranty that guarantees heating and cooling costs. Plus, you'll get a lower electric rate that will save you money every month. Do your homework. Visit jacksonemc.com/rightchoice.
All right, we're back with Barbara Heil-Sonic of Design to Sell.
So, Barbara, when you stage a home, do you stage every room in the home or just part of the home? Or how does that work?
In general, we stage what we call key rooms. This mm-hmm. is like, you know, the major rooms people are entering first, like mm-hmm. first impression is such an important step. And then the living spaces, kitchen, dining room, possible master bedroom. We often really don't touch any secondary bedroom or the basement unless there is some uniqueness in the space or the room feels too small or, you know, there was some negative feedback if that house has been listed before.
So I mentioned my family's home that I'm helping my mom and dad sell. And there were some things that I think when they did them, they were very popular and it was the thing to do. Mm-hmm. And flash forward 30 some years, they aren't the trends anymore. And so I was also counseled to get rid of some specific wallpapers that really they thought is not going to show well in the modern marketplace. So what are some current trends that are important when staging a home versus what, say, maybe you find in a typical home that you have to provide some counsel to improve?
Well, I think the simplest part is fresh paint and clean, right? That's like, mm-hmm. it's a starting point. And I think that is in general, the rule for everybody. So at a minimum part in the scenario, you know, some fresh paint and a deep clean goes a long way. In regards to renovations, we always try to stay in the smaller segment. But of course, you know, what areas are most important? Kitchen, bathrooms, mm-hmm. that has not changed since years. That's still the consistent part. So some updating is always a big plus. And if some countertops, for example, you know, that changing that out makes a big difference. Light fixtures make mm-hmm. a big difference. That is a good, you know, that's a good investment as well. And we're always, you know, again, a lot depends on the marketing strategy as well.
Sure.
So again, if you're in an area and houses are selling very quickly and it's very high mm-hmm. desirable, then it might be less which needs to be done. Whereas when there's a lot of competition and, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of houses on the market, you want to make sure that it is better.
Where do you draw the line? I mean, there were when I was personally looking at my folks' home, I thought, boy, I need to redo that. I need to fix that. Mm-hmm. I need to update this thing. I need to get new faucets on these things. And so I suggested to my team, do I need to do these things? And they said, well, I would, you know, the wallpaper that I mentioned just a few minutes ago was in a front room. So when they do the, you know, the 3D rendering of the home and the video, it's going to be very prominent. Mm-hmm. And that wallpaper is going to freak people out. A lot of these things you're also listing here, these are things that you're going to choose something. If you're going to replace a faucet, you're going to pick something that you like, but the new owner might not. And so some of the things she had to hold me back to say, no, the new owner may want to renovate some of these things, but they want to do their own thing. So where do you draw that line in terms of, I mean, I hire you to say, no, this can stay, this needs to go. I mean, is it that cold and black and white?
Well, we are using the basic principles.
Yeah.
And then in between, really every house is different because, as I said, it depends on where the location is and what is expected. Mm-hmm. And the other part is what price point the owner wants to achieve. So there's, again, there's different levels. Oh, yeah. There is not one right answer sure. fits everything, but there are some generics. And the generic is, you know, as I mentioned before, the fresh paint and clean, and mm-hmm. then reduce the inventory and then spruce it up with some basics. So if somebody wants to do it by themselves, a simple solution is take a camera, stand in the door, take a picture of that room and take a look at it. Because it helps you immediately to withdraw from the personal connection to the space, and suddenly you're looking at mm-hmm. it from a more biased perspective. It's such a simple, easy trick.
Interesting.
But that helps. That helps a lot. And then start taking things out. And the assessment, again, is with this camera shot. You know, how does it translate uh-huh. to somebody else? And if you have a good friend, you know, what do you think? You know, is that, you know, what are we highlighting now? What's the story of that room? Are we selling, you know, the pieces, or are we focusing on the total feel of the space?
Right.
That's what the final answer has to be. And the recipe and the mix was like a big good cook, right?
Yep. Right.
It changes depending on all of the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
So tell us, what types of projects are your favorite projects to do?
So here's the hard part. We do roughly 35, you know, to 50 different projects every month.
There's
there's always, you know, there's not only one.
Right.
There are always more. And that's always the hard part. So what picture do you choose, you know, put you up for your branding? What is the, it's really a hard one for me to, you know, to tell. But I love challenges. And the challenge could be that it is a very more, you know, it's a more complicated floor plan or complicated layout or mm-hmm. very unique. And the other part is make something standard or maybe a little bit boring, mm-hmm. delightful. So if I look and if I pick my challenges and, you know, things I like that type of challenges to, you know, to wow mm-hmm. the people with the before and after and entice them.
Now, in addition to home staging, you decorate model homes also.
That is correct. We work with several builders in the Atlanta area. The difference is that we still own the inventory.
Mm-hmm.
That means we are furnishing model homes, but it's more on the short term.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a great add-on. Let's say they have a model home, but they have a couple of other floor plans they would like to move. Then that would be mm-hmm. a great, you know, enhancement. We do the full models. We also do key rooms for them. So we are, or it's a subdivision and the life cycle might only be 6 months because it's only a row of townhouses. We're a great solution for the short-term models for the building industry.
Outstanding. Oh. All right. Well, Barbara, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions on any of this, how do they find you?
Well, our website is www.homedesign2cell.com. And our phone number is 678-505-1433.
All right. Barbara Heil-Sonic, the owner of Design to Sell. As always, my lady, good to have you on the show. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure is always ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Barbara Heil-Sonic, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now, but don't worry. We'll look forward to seeing you again next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.